Hello?
Hey Eleanor, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Was okay. Nothing. I've been sick, really. And so my throat was so bad. But I kept working anyway.
Sorry to hear
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm
Hopefully it
getting
gets
better,
better.
though. I'm working on it. Believe me, I should never.
So I wanted to call you because we're trying to get this thing, across the finish line. And I was trying to see if I could get the tenant's phone number. Did you say they were moving out?
I said no, she's still there.
Okay.
She's always saying she's moving out, though. You know how she is. But no, I'm not giving the tenant number out until we settle. I'm not happy with what's been going on, because when you told me that it was just something I needed to initial, then I showed it to a friend of mine, and he said, no, this is a legit another 30 days. So it's been 3 months.
That was
So
the time extension, which, I
time
communicated with you.
extension.
If I didn't, I apologize.
But no, I'm not giving out any phone numbers. I'm just gonna guess I gotta see what you're gonna do with your attorneys.
So, I guess one question is, the tenant and I don't know if you recall, we were hugging and we were, very happy at the end of
You
it.
know, you can be as tactful as you want and say hug, blah, 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 blah. I'm not giving out any numbers. I'm not giving out any numbers. I'm telling you have to close with me, and then I'll be happy to call her myself, give you her number, and y'all go on about your business. But I'm not doing that until I get a check in my hand, because I'm not comfortable giving you any numbers until the place is in your name. And then you can do whatever you want with her and her phone number.
Have I made you feel uncomfortable? I just
Yeah,
don't.
I'm very uncomfortable. This is the third month. I'm very disappointed in you.
Well,
Very.
I can understand, but when we originally agreed, it was 195, and then you said that you had talked with other people.
Somebody gave me an offer of 200.
But you also had given me your word and said that you were gonna, do 195. So I'm really stretching, and
What, that's stretching you?
I mean, an extra $5,000. I don't know if you carry that around in your pocket, but I don't.
Well, then you're in the wrong market, because they normally buy the houses and then they strip them out and do what they want with them, so they have money. So that's another thing I'm having a hard time believing. Because most of these investors, that's what they do. They just go in and, do their thing and make a profit and flip it. But this is the third month, and I really don't even think anything's going to happen this month, because they were you told me we would close on Monday. Today's Monday, and I haven't heard from your attorney. And even your attorney said, "What's your question?" He was very rude to me, and I'm like, "My question? Come on." I don't have a question. I just want it to close. That's all. Give him the house and get going. But I tell you one thing, I won't sign any more contracts with you if you don't close by that time. I mean, you told me it would be this month. Now I'll read the lie that we were going to close today, and we're not, because evidently you're calling and making more excuses. So
I don't know. But just get your attorney to call me if this is a legit business.
It is. And, you know, I'm really trying to make this a winnable solution for you, for everyone. And
yeah.
It's very hard to, you know, do the process, you know, when I'm dealing with some friction on, you know, from the tenant, you know.
The tenant hasn't done anything to you. Like, well, I said, once you do what you got to do, I guarantee you she will move. But I'm not going to put myself in a position where I lose my rent and a tenant, then I got to go in there and rip the place out. And then you can bet and dollar ball, I won't close with you. I won't close with you. I don't have to close with you.
So what I was saying is, you know, the tenant was an issue. You know, my attorney is an issue. You know, B was an issue. And, you know, I'm just trying to be the middle person to, you know, be able to get this to the finish line. And it's...
Who's B?
What? She's one of, you know, my associates. And, you know...
Oh, yeah, she was ugly to me.
So we've just had, you know, bad communication all around. And, you know, I think the tenant and I have been on good terms. And, you know, getting you more than what we originally agreed upon, I mean, I don't know if you deal with banks, but it's, you know, it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do when, you know, you had one price lined up and then, you know, it's another price. Also, you don't want anyone to come inside but one time, which... You know.
Well, just move on. If you have an issue with me, just move on. I can move on too. Because I'm not going to change. I mean, we came to an agreement and do the best you can to do what you got to do. And I've already let you in. You said you only need to go in one time. I did that. I signed a contract, and that's all that needs to be done. I've done this 1,000 times before, and this is the first time that I've been, like, held back. I have things I got to pay, too.
You're
but
right.
I'm going to hang in there
you're
until
right.
I get what I want.
You're
and
right.
That's the law. That's what I can do. And when you make an agreement, come through. If you can't, just tell me, back out, and I'll move on. If
so
you can't come to an agreement, just move on.
What I'm saying is you're right, but in our agreement, it says that, you know, we will have access to the property, which...
I did not agree on that. I gave you one walkthrough. I did not agree on any access to no property. Have a good day.